This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for guest hosting, for Todd Cochran. Coming up, school safety. What's coming and going from Netflix? Snapchat stock fails. Amazon Go. Net neutrality appeal. Those stories and more. I'd like to welcome you to episode 1260 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, February 22nd. The show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can also pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show. And also the new listeners to the show as well. Thank you for tuning in and staying subscribed, if I can get the words out. If you are a brand new listener to this podcast, we'd like you to come over to geeknewscentral.com. On the website, on the right-hand side under the column under subscribe to podcasts, you can subscribe to Apple Podcast, Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, or via a RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can go down to the bottom under it says More Subscribe Options. Also, if you want to stay informed on what's going on and get our newsletter that's delivered to you each day, each time the podcast is released, if you go all the way down under the right-hand side, under Important Links, click on Newsletter. That'll be the newsletter is sent that contains all the topics that are talked about in the podcast. Now, also, not only to go on to geeknewscentral.com, check out all the great content written by the GNC writing team. A lot of the content that's up right now, recent articles right now, are from the from CES 2018 of all the various vendors that we visited in studio and also on the floor, not to mention interviews from Don Bain, the gadget professor, and the F5 Live team. If you wish to reach out to me via email, my email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. I don't have a Twitter account. However, you can reach out to me and follow me on Facebook or on Google Plus or both. My way to search for my name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel. You can watch on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by saying the keyword A-L-E-X-A. Play the podcast, Geek News Central. We're also on watch or listen on Blueberry.com, if I can get the words out correctly. Or tell the Google Home device, okay, keyword, play the podcast, Geek News Central. If you have a Microsoft device, you can tell the keyword, hey, keyword, play the Geek News Central podcast via TuneIn. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site written by the GNC team, the New Media Show with Todd and Rob Greenlee, Podcast Legends that's hosted by Todd may or may not come back. Now, this show will not be possible with our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's at GoDaddy. Now, on GoDaddy, if you would like to start up a business, a blog, a podcast, or journal, what have you, that's be another name for a blog. So you go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Whatever services you need, GoDaddy has it. And these codes can save you money. Cha-ching. You can save 30% on new product purchases. You can get a .com for 99 cents for new or transfer. $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. $1 a month managed WordPress hosting with the first year. with free domain or a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of business, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. GoDaddy has helped tens of thousands of our listeners save thousands of dollars each month with our non-expiring promo codes. You can receive significant savings by using the codes that are best value available. And please help us out by sharing them with friends, family, people that you know. By using one of these discount codes, you support Todd Show and literally keep the lights on here at the Geek to Essential podcast. Thank you, GoDaddy, for being a longtime sponsor. Another way to support the show, support the podcast, is via geeknewscentral.com/insider. There we go, geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can support the show, the podcast, monthly by $10. And you can go on there as well. It's to check out everything. It's geeknewscentral.com/insider. Almost forgot, and I did that last time. And that is by joining us via our Slack channel. If you want to hang out with all the cool kids in Ohana, definitely send an email to Todd at geeknews@gmail.com. Ask him that you want to be invited with the on the Slack channel, and I'm on Slack most evenings, so you can hang out and talk about everything that's going on. Okay, what's going on with Todd? Todd is still down in Florida. He's down with his family. We talked about on Monday's show. He's went down to celebrate his daughter's wedding. He's also spending time down in Disney World and Universal Studios. I'm hoping he's having a lots of fun. Also, I saw on his last Facebook page. He talked about it prior to when he left. He went to the Kennedy Space Center, and I'm sure he's having a lot of fun. And he said he was jazzed being down there, so that's awesome. So he will be back on Monday with a live episode Monday evening at 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. As for me, as you all know, as you heard in the top, I'm guest hosting and filling in for Todd on the last episode and this episode. And I got to say, it's been a lot of fun getting the show ready, the lineup of all the topics that are going to be talked about today. As I'm recording, it's almost 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'm in Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm in the East Coast. I got to say, to do this podcast and help in working on show prep prior to, Todd gets ready to go, it's been a lot of fun. It's a great experience, and I'm learning a lot on how to put together a podcast. It's a lot of work. It truly is a lot of work. But I got to say, it's worth it. And I must say that when putting the lineup together on, and I like to put in articles that's what's going on in the world of tech, to spark a conversation, save some money, a lot on products that are out there. It's great, and I want to thank you so much for a lot of kind words I've been getting on Facebook, and I got some emails that I want to share, talk about in a little bit. So I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of the hosting in the guest chair for two episodes. I look forward to it, and again, I love to hear from you. Please email me. I'm at, again, pa@geeknewscentral.com. Or again, follow me on Facebook or on Google+. All right, so that's what's going on with me, with Todd, and let's get things started today with our what's going on in the world of tech. First up, now we all know what's going on in the what happened last week with the shooting in Parkland, Florida, and the unfortunate event that transpired. What's going on now? you probably saw, this was, excuse me, there's an article on ArsTechnica.com who stated, we have to do something about violent video games and movies. This is a tech podcast, and I know this was, I didn't bring this up on the last episode, but this kind of stuck out to me, and it kind of was mind-boggling to look at this. Excuse me. It was in a White House meeting held with lawmakers on the theme of school safety. President Donald Trump offered both a direct and vague call to action against violence in media by calling out video games and movies. He said, quote, we have to do something about what kids are seeing and how they're seeing it, and also video games. I'm hearing more and more people say the level of violence on video games is shaping more and more people's thoughts. Trump filed the statement by referencing movies that come out that are so violent with the killing and everything else. He made a suggestion for keeping children from watching violent films. Maybe they have to put a rating system for that. In the piece, the article has noted the MPAA's rating board began adding specific disclaimers about sexual, drug, and violent content in all rating films in the year 2000, which can be found in the small text in every MPAA rating box. There's a lot of discussion about guns, about the Second Amendment, the NRA, politicians left to right. I'm not going to debate that now, but to suggest that video games was a cause or an indirect cause is ludicrous. In my opinion, it's ludicrous to suggest that. I really couldn't fathom that. Again, there was a lot of discussion, what's going on, debate. But what it really stuck out with me when I going over the article was the young man who said from Parkland, Parkland student, he said, who plays Call of Duty, that's just a really pathetic excuse. And in my opinion, I agree wholeheartedly. It is. So I hope that something comes out of it where this doesn't happen again. I really do hope that something positive comes out of this and these shootings stop. That's done with. We're gonna move on to something a lot better. And this is what's coming and going from Netflix in March of this year. This is gonna be found on lifehacker.com. A lot of titles that are coming. There's a ton here. I'm not gonna go over all of them. I'm gonna have the link in the show notes on what's coming and going, so to check it out. Next in the news, Steve Jobs' 1973 job application is up for auction. Before Steve Jobs dominated the tech industry, he was just a regular guy looking for a job. In 1973, he filled out a job application for an unspecified position, which is now being auctioned by RR Auction. The company estimates it's worth at more than $50,000. Wow, that's a lot of money for. but someone wants a piece of history of Steve Jobs' application, someone's going to buy it. It's going to probably. I won't be surprised if it doubles or triples when it's all said and done. Next up, there's a great article. I followed this writer on J.R. Raphael on Computer World, and there's a article about the Android upgrade report card, and this is related to the latest operating system Oreo. And it talks about the latest, the different, gives a report card to all the manufacturers, majority of them, excuse me, Google, OnePlus, HTC, Motorola, LG, Samsung, and so on. And surprisingly, no surprise, Google gets an A. And if I look at the in the other end of the spectrum, Motorola, which I have a Moto X Pure 2015 edition, gives it an F. So it gives an in-depth article on the operating system upgrade, and it's a good read. All right, let me go to, why is it not loading? Okay. All right. Next thing, next up for Amazon, Amazon Go. Amazon plans to open as many as 6 more cashierless Amazon Go stores in the future. Some of the, so there is going to be stores in Seattle and Los Angeles. The first Amazon Go store opened 1 month ago to much fanfare after more than okay, so there. So it doesn't say. I'm sorry. There it doesn't say which more, but it did say that it could appear in Seattle and Los Angeles. So cool. I wish I had an Amazon Go near me, so I just want to get in and get out, because going to a supermarket and the store is bananas. I would love to just look what I want to get. And get out. I want it in and out. One quick, smooth, easy peasy. All right. In other news, net neutrality repeal goes into effect on April 23rd. There's an article on Engadget.com. 2 months from now, net neutrality will officially be dead. Today, the Federal Communication Commission's revocation order was published in the Federal Register. The effective date is April 23rd. That doesn't mean the next 2 months will be quiet. The Attorney General of New York is set to sue the FCC over the repeal of net neutrality, and more states and advocacy groups will follow. Democrats in the Senate have the votes to restore net neutrality, but not the 2/3 majority required to override the president's veto, which will surely follow any action on their part. To be honest, it's... hopefully this will, it's, I don't, we've tried to, millions and millions of comments going to the FCC, a lot of petitions went out, and it's still going to happen. So it may or may not happen, but it's unfortunate, but we'll see what's going to happen in a couple months. Next up now, this is from CES 2018. There's an article, and from Todd did an interview with a gentleman from OrCam. And this is where OrCam has a mission to help blind people and visually impaired people achieve increased independence. It's really cool. I saw the demo when he was in the studio where shows how to read items, money. It's a good video to see. It's kind of hard to mention it. It's more visual. You have to see the video that's posted, and there's an article that's up right now that we'll talk about briefly about the device. But I would rather watch the video. It's a great interview conducted by Todd about it. So it's called OrCam, and the article is up on geeknewscentral.com. Got a deal for you. You can save $200 on an iPhone X or 10 from T-Mobile. Or you can buy one iPhone and get an iPhone 8 free. There is a link on this article. The article is from CNET, and it'll show you on where to go about that. And finally, in the news, which this is mind-boggling. Also, this is a weird, mind-boggling day of tech. In one tweet, Kylie Jenner wiped out $1.3 billion, $1.3 billion of Snapchat's market value. I don't know much about Snapchat. I know from what I understand, a lot of teenagers, and there's an ad. Lovely. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. There's a lot of teenagers that use that's on Snapchat. From what I understand, I could be wrong. There's some adults on Snapchat, but for Kylie Jenner, who can say, and she mentioned in the article that she said that she tweeted that she hasn't been using the app lately, and since I guess a lot of followers follow Kylie Jenner, that made the stock drop. And she tweeted, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? Ugh, this is so sad. And 56,000 people are talking about this, and this is on Twitter. 266,000 likes on her Twitter account. Wow. That's... That is unreal. This is for one person, a celebrity, to lose that much money. That is absolutely crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Oh my goodness. Well, there you go. Hopefully, Kylie. Well, wow. That's just, again, it begs the question. Well. Okay, so let me see with the email. Just make sure that. Well, that's the last one. Let's go into the email that I received. The first email I got received was from Bill. And there we go. Okay, Bill writes, awesome job. Can't fathom how hard it will be to do your first podcast in front of so many seasoned listeners. As a podcast like this one has, you are very brave. Brave, I would agree. This is my first time hosting a podcast. And Todd was right before he left. I was a little nervous. But once I got everything together and hooked up the mic and recorder and everything else, I was relaxed and I enjoyed it. Still do. I am also glad to find out that you want to get into the production side of new media and that working with Todd has given you great insight and experience. And now you know what it's like on the other side of the mic as well. You're absolutely right. And while watching him when we were down in Vegas on CES 2018, excuse me one second. When I was down with him, along with Colton Clymer, who was the cameraman, watch him, it's like watching like a conductor with an orchestra and how it can it's like it was a symphony in motion to see how he used the TriCaster, switching cameras and switching what I was watching me or my keeping an eye on the social media feeds and. You know, and his delivery with the guests in the studio, out on the floor, and even on the podcast, I took a lot of cues from that, and you know, it was so you're absolutely right. He did gave tremendous, great insight and experience. Continuing on, anyone tuning in will feel right at home as you follow Todd's format, right down to letting us into your personal story. Keep up the work and see you Friday. Bill, thank you so much for your email. He gave me a lot of guidelines and especially with the intro, which I somewhat messed up a little bit, but made it out okay. In the personal sense, and yes, I followed that because I didn't want to tweak it too much. I didn't want to because it's a good flow talking what's going on, the lineup and what we're going to, topics for the episode, what's going on with in his life, and brought into my life a little bit. So, it's a great format to work with. All right. Next email comes in from Jim. Jim writes, "Dear Kirk, great job on your first try. You'll make a good guest host. It'd be nice to have a guest host for the times that Todd cannot make it and deserves a rest." Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And you're right. Todd does deserve some time off away to enjoy time with his family and enjoying time down at Kennedy Space Center. So I'm more than happy to fill in if he needs me. It's not a problem. Glad I can be a part of them. I'm very honored. I'm honored, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be a guest host for this week. Thanks for sharing that story about your daughter walking into the glass. So this was an article that I mentioned on the last show about Apple employees were walking into the glass doors and getting hurt and cuts and bruises. Continuing on, "I too had a friend walking ahead of me at a good clip, slam into a glass door. Ouch, and it hit really hard. Ow-wee. I was not paying attention and felt bad later that I did not prevent it. I think glass like that should have a light blue, light line." Excuse me. Let me start over. Sorry, Jim, I didn't want to mess up your email. "I think glass like that should have a light line running horizontally at about chest high, like a light blue line. That is all we'll take." You know what? I agree. Something, not necessarily a sign, but a light blue line, that's perfect. So people will see, you know, what's in front of them. And again, what I mentioned, when I talked about the last show, it's the glass. I've seen the stores. They're gorgeous. And I know they're done, they're built, you know, like art. So I do agree. Some type of, you know, a line like that, like, for, you know, Jim makes a good point. A good example, you know, to have something. Otherwise, people are still going to be running in. People are going to be running into these glass doors and getting hurt. So I hope your friend is okay. Continuing on. Anyway, thanks for filling in, and I'm looking forward to Thursday. Don't stress it; it'll get smoother and smoother, and you'll do great. Jim, again, thank you so much for your email. I really appreciate it. Be honest with you. It is going to get smoother and smoother. Little by little, it was initially, I was like, I'm thinking, you know, you don't want to stress it out. And you're absolutely right. But this was tremendous fun. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. I'd love to hear from you. Again, my email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. pa@geeknewscentral.com. I'm on Facebook and Google Plus. So search my name. My name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. Thank you so much to GoDaddy for your sponsorship of this podcast. Please support the podcast. It's a great way to, especially with CES 2018, a lot of coverage that was done, that we did a lot of great interviews and the live blog and a lot of hard work that went on. It was all for just without that, it wouldn't be possible without your support. So again, go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. The other way supporting the show is geeknewscentral.com/insider. We thank you for those insiders that are supporting as well. That's it. Let me just look at what's almost at 30 minutes again. All right, very good. In the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, Todd will be back on Monday for another episode of the Geek News Central podcast. Till then, talk to you soon.